We are talking with Kyle Dell from the Northeast School. And Kyle, I guess before we start into what you're working on, give us a little background. What grade are you in? What kind of things are you studying?
Well, I'm a senior at Northeast right now, planning to go to Central College next year to study exercise science. Just looking forward to finishing up high school on a good note, then going to college next fall.
You work on a program, TED Talks, at Northeast. For folks who aren't familiar, tell us what TED Talks is. Some people may be familiar with it, but for somebody who's not, can you describe it in a paragraph?
Well, TED Talks, it stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and it's where speakers go to events and they just talk about topics that cover those three topics, or really any topic that the speaker chooses. So at Northeast, we're doing a TEDx event, which is an independently organized event. TED has conferences all over at bigger cities, but the TEDx events allow smaller cities like Goose Lake to have conferences with speakers, so that's what we're doing in our school.
Are these be live speakers, or are these a YouTube type of a thing?
So with the TEDx, there's 8 live speakers that we have, and then you're obligated to show two or three videos of pre-recorded TED Talks.
So who have you got coming, and what kind of things are you going to cover at Northeast?
So Ms. Stevens, the organizer, has done a great job of getting good speakers. We have Rita Hart, the current Iowa State Senator, Sean Hammerlink, the former Iowa Senator, and he's going to be talking about the appropriate use of social media in education in the workplace. And then we have other business professionals and college professors like Dr. Mark Ackerman, who's the Assistant Dean of Research and Graduate Studies at Iowa State University. And then along with all those people, I'm going to be speaking as a high school student about the ways to make caring cool again in the high school setting.
Is this going to be for the high school students?
We may do a presentation on that Friday, but the Saturday event is going to be for the limited community of people that bought tickets beforehand.
Anyway, I guess we should ask that. When is it coming up?
It's going to be on Saturday, April 8th.
Can somebody still get tickets?
Unfortunately,
are you sold out?
I think we are sold out.
And why are you doing this? Why is it Northeast Schools and you are working on this?
Well, I think we just thought it'd be a neat event to really open the perspectives of our community and everybody that gets to see the event. Our theme is changing perspectives, so we thought all the speakers that would come would really be able to benefit all the people that watch the speakers and just change their perspectives on a lot of things.
So the TED Talks are usually relatively short most of the time?
I think we plan on all of the speakers at our events being 15 minutes, but some are shorter, some are longer than that, but we plan about going 15 minutes.
You pleased so far? You got a good, obviously, you kind of sold out. You get a good response in the community then?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. A lot of buzz going around the community about it, so it's going to be a good deal.
And I guess bottom line says, pleased with the turnout, pleased with the support, pleased with the speakers mm-hmm. who want to come and talk.
Yeah, I think it's, like I said, it'll be a great event. The speakers, I think, from what I've talked to them, they've been looking forward to it, and I think the community and school is looking forward to it too.
I said community event. Are some students going?
I think some students on student council got tickets, but I think, like I said, it was kind of tough to get tickets. There's a lot of demand for it, so I'm not sure students will be able to get into the event. But like all TED Talks, you can find them afterwards online, and you can watch videos of the talks.
So we can go to the, I guess we should ask, if somebody wants to see these, it's a follow-up. Is there going to be a Northeast site that links to these, or how would somebody find these?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that still to be determined?
Yeah, I think there's a Northeast TED Talk site that you can watch them on, and TED's actual website you can watch them on as well, and YouTube page.
Have you been a big TED Talks follower? Is this new to you, or did you learn about it as you start working on this?
Well, I've always enjoyed watching TED Talks on a variety of topics just in my free time on YouTube. But now, in the fall, Ms. Stevens had the idea of hosting an event at our school. So I thought, and she approached me with the idea of speaking at, asked if I'd be comfortable. I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me. So just kind of getting familiar with the process of delivering the talk instead of watching one. It's going to be a good opportunity for me.
And again, what are you going to speak on?
So I'm speaking on, my topic is making caring cool again. And it's about changing the perspective that caring about things and putting effort into things is uncool, and just kind of changing that perspective in the high school setting.
Kyle, anything else you want to make sure to mention about the program you've been working on?
I guess, like I said, the tickets are sold out, but I'd encourage you to stay connected with our Twitter page. I think it's at TEDx Goose Lake, and then stay connected with that. Then after April 8th, watch the events on YouTube and watch the speakers, because we're going to have some great events.
Thanks for talking with us, Kyle.
Yep, thank you.